is extremely important project. In fact, the Interreg program, which is a European regional funding program for border regions, covers a number of specific projects. So it's not simply one project, it's an umbrella for quite a number of projects in the border region. And in this version of Interreg, this phase, Scotland is also included. So we're doing some of the work we're doing is in conjunction with colleagues in Scotland. There's almost 9 million euro being invested by the EU in the acute services Interreg program. So there are community and mental health programs as well, but obviously from my role in the hospital is involved in the acute services, and there's almost 9 million euro being invested, which will benefit 13,000 patients over the next 4 years.
The hope is to get people treated more quickly and more efficiently. Will we see people perhaps from Donegal travelling to Scotland or travelling elsewhere in order to get treatment under this?
No, at the moment there's no plans for patients to be travelling to Scotland, but we are looking at areas where we can use video technology to help with clinicians in Scotland making diagnosis for patients either in the Republic or the North, and that's being developed. We're also doing collaborative work with our dermatology nursing between Northern Ireland, Republic of Ireland and Scotland to develop training programmes to train nursing staff with dermatology expertise, because that's seen as a lack and a gap in our services. But we will see patients going to Northern Ireland for treatment, and we're also looking to encourage patients to come from Northern Ireland to the Republic for treatment. The sale to hospitals, along with our colleagues in the Western Trust and Southern Trust, and our colleagues in Sligo, have been very involved in the in the Interreg cross-border project. We're greatly indebted to COAT, Corporation of Working Together, for the work that they've done in bringing us together, developing the bids and securing this funding. I actually chaired the group that from COAT that made up of representatives of the different hospitals that has actually submitted this bid for the European funding. And a main objective with the whole programme is to develop capacity in the border regions. So to reduce patients having to travel outside the border regions to the bigger urban centres where possible and where appropriate. Not everything is appropriate to be delivered in hospitals that are not major tertiary centres, but many things are. So we're looking to develop capacity, and we're looking to develop more innovative models of providing care. And what I mean by that, maybe give you two examples. One of our programs is training up paramedics who work with our ambulance service to undertake a role of community paramedics. So instead of just responding to the 999 calls, these are paramedics who will work with our doctors and nurses to go out to nursing homes, to patients' homes and to community hospitals and provide treatments out there and interventions out there, such as IV antibiotics, reinsertion of catheters, etc., that mean that patients don't have to come in by ambulance into the hospital to have those interventions.
And Inishowen being specifically targeted under that programme?
Sorry?
Inishowen being specifically targeted under that programme?
Specifically being targeted under that programme as the project. With all our core projects, what we look to do is develop proof of concept. The funding for the EU allows us to develop different ways of doing things. If they're successful, that gives an opportunity then to go back to our respective health services, north or south of the border, or indeed in Scotland, and actually make a case that says, look, this works, we can demonstrate it works, it improves patient outcomes, it improves patient experience, and it's cost effective. And in the Interreg 4, this is Interreg, we're currently Interreg 5, the fifth version of this EU regional funding. In the last round of funding, 85% of the projects that were trialled out in the programme were actually mainstreamed and built into the core health services within the respective jurisdictions.
In terms of Brexit, we know March 2019 is a significant date in terms of it being fully implemented and rolled out. You're happy that this funding and these cooperative ventures are ring-fenced from that, and whatever happens in discussions between the governments and discussions between the UK and Europe, these programmes and this initiative will not be affected?
Absolutely. We have a confirmation from the British government and from the EU that the Interreg 5 programme will not be affected by Brexit. The money is committed and will be provided, and that is secure, and therefore these programmes are secure. And Bernie McCrory, the Chief Officer of Court, has done a lot of work with both the EU bureaucracy and the governments, both in the UK and in the Republic, to secure those agreements. I mentioned community paramedics, and again, some of the other projects we're looking at is investment in our urology services. And we know that, for instance, over the last number of years, an increased number of patients have had to go to Galway for urology treatments. So one of our projects within the Interreg 5 programme is a project to develop urology capacity again in the border region, linking ourselves, working closely with our colleagues in Athlone-Galvin, but bringing back a range of services, urology services, to Letterkenny University Hospital. And in that project, we're also linking closely with our colleagues in Sale to develop capacity in Sligo University Hospital and create a network between the hospitals to support each other so that the services are less vulnerable. And again, I hope to be talking to you later in the year about some of the significant improvements we've had as that project gets established.